And it is time for Ham.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, DJ, probably. Here, and I'm probably going to carry this over to the corner, the 2024 drop of the year. I have 10 candies for the official drop of the year. Mino began this a couple years ago.
Candies.
And we've done this every year since. In 2022, Dwayne Caraway beat out Sally Sturm with The Ham Is Ready and Suicide Nick Faldo for George, Greg, and Gordo. Ready.
Wait, which one of those won? Dwayne Caraway?
Dwayne Caraway won in 2022. In 2023, EA, trying to read names during the campout, beat out Aiden Diggs's Yep and George's Wheezlaugh.
So strong candidates.
That was a strong field.
EA last year, the winner. So here, I'll give you five candidates, five more in the corner. I will also give us, at the end of the corner, blind ballots. So Dylan could count them, and we can vote on exclusively who is the drop of the year winner.
So we won't be influenced by each other's vote.
Correct.
Yes.
Smart.
So candidate number one, number here.
What?
Mino is candidate number one. This is a drop courtesy of one David Mino. Monto incorrectly read the name of REO Speedwagon as Rio Speedwagon during a 40-liner. And Corby managed to get Kevin Cronin on from REO Speedwagon, their singer, to call in to Why It Doesn't Suck to invite Monty to join them on stage. Mino, though, thought he should give out a detail, which turned into candidate number one of drop of the year.
Hopefully Monty will come out and see Rio Speedwagon and Tryin.
Yeah.
Tryin.
maybe Monty introduces us.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I think that could be it.
Rio Speedwagon.
I would love to.
Right. Rio. Perfect.
It might take him a while. It might take him a while to get out there.
Yeah.
We'll
manage. You know what?
I'll be taking it all
in. He's in a wheelchair.
Leave that. Whoa.
Jeez.
What? It's very direct. There's a nicer way to say things of that nature.
I mean, what's the nicer way to say it? It's just a factual thing.
It's just a stop down that...
And it was just the blurting of it, I think.
He was in a wheelchair.
It was so abrupt.
That and Bob stopped down of... Whoa!
Like the most offensive thing he's ever...
Yeah.
How could you accuse someone of being in a wheelchair? Well, he is in a wheelchair. I mean...
But
it's okay.
That became candidate number one for drop of the year. Candidate number two, this was brought to the Muser's morning crew, who returned on Monday, by Craig Junes, the Junior Miller, who brought to the airwaves a toy he saw on TV. If I have any of this incorrect, Tyler, feel free to jump in. The movie was Despicable Me, the toys from that, and the toy had a commercial in which drops have come from this.
Despicable Me 4, to be specific, of this year.
Yes.
It's the latest in fart technology. Illumination's Despicable Me 4 Ultimate Fart Blaster. With real fart rings. You can see and smell. Watch it light up and let fly with fart rings over 6 feet. There's over 15 sounds, and you can choose from stinky or banana smell. The new Ultimate Fart Blaster. Batteries not included.
Again, that was an actual commercial on television.
How we not repurposed that to farts that Dave and his child and people up here have made?
Fart Blaster.
There's still time. Plenty of time.
But yeah, Fart Blaster is candidate number two for drop of the year.
It's just so up Junior's alley.
Yes, because I agree with Junior in the fact that farts are never not funny.
Yeah, exactly. That and burps and weird throat noises.
Yes.
Our third candidate, this was Jerry Jones. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he's the owner / general manager of the Dallas Football Cowboys.
Yeah, rings a bell. Rings a bell.
He, in the preseason, I believe, was doing an interview with Stephen A. Smith. Jerry, who was a wordsmith and words craftsman in his own right, gave us a new word.
There's no question that with Dak having been very well paid over the last 4 or 5 years.
$157.4 million over the last 4 years.
Over the last four.
That's right.
There's no question that I got some of that off my credit card.
Okay.
In other words, I spent some money that I didn't have.
The first time I heard this.
Incredible.
Did you just say spunt?
Yeah, it was on the Stephen A. Smith's podcast. I had to rewind it. Because I was, wait, what did he just say?
Am I unaware of
a word?
Can I not conjugate words?
Yeah.
Like spunt. They're supposed to be?
Spunt. Jerry and Spunt is drop of the year candidate number three. Number four.
That should be Monty's dog's new name.
That's what I said. Name him Spunt.
Spunt.
And shock your neighborhood as you scream that out loud.
Get over here, Spunt!
Hey, Spunt! candidate number four, this is from a member of the morning crew this morning, and of the normal morning crew, this is one from A. Jacob Denimore, the Daddy of Americas. Mm. This is a drop Tyler pulled when it happened, and I don't remember the original context of the drop, but it's been reappropriated. I know I used it for a different purpose during YG Doesn't Suck.
Many.
No way.
Heard weekdays many, from three.
Many.
Onward.
Many. Many times.
But this is... Yeah, go ahead.
This guy gets cottage cheese with his burgers.
I'm not sure there's a more disgusting food than cottage cheese.
You don't like how it's all curdled up and...
Sports.
How
opinions.
Does anybody eat that?
George is raising
how
his
do
hand.
You eat that?
Good.
What is it?
He just gave a one-word answer there.
I'm also a fan.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you people?
A little pepper on there. Tomato. You bet.
It's awesome on a Triscuit.
Oh.
There you go.
It's awesome on a Triscuit. That's probably good too. Underutilized.
So that's what I wrote down to go find, and upon further review, I found I'm also a fan. I didn't even hear that live.
You were going to pull the Triscuit line?
Yes, so I accidentally found this one.
But it's just so clean, too, that, yeah, we can now have him comment on every porn star we have on why it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
And I'm also a fan.
Yes. That's Candy 4. Candy 5, also on this morning crew. This is, of course, drop of the year of 2024. This is part 1, part 2 in the corner. This entry is from our producer today, Dylan Reed, who filled in as producer ahead of the MLB All-Star Game that took place here in Arlington in 2024. Dylan, with a confusing hint for an already confusing game show related to the Rangers and the All-Star Game for this drop candidate.
This particular 2009.
2009. All right,
so speaking of drops,
World Series. All-Star.
Right, right.
We're working together from here.
All right.
All right.
He was a shortstop. And here's your hint. He was 6'9". 6'9". One of the tallest Rangers ever in franchise history.
A shortstop.
I know the name itself sounds kind of funny because I'm saying short and then he's tall, but yes.
No, I'm thinking more of a 6'9 shortstop sounds insane. Are we sure on the position on this?
Yeah.
How sure?
I'm not sure.
Because this sounds like...
You're telling me the Rangers had a 6'9 shortstop.
This is what in the Elvis Andrews era.
Right. Are you sure this isn't a pitcher named Chris Young?
This is not a pitcher named Chris Young. Oh, although I will tell you this, and this isn't giving it away.
Don't worry.
That last name.
Yeah.
Is his last name.
Michael Young? Michael Young is
not 6'9".
The only injustice here is that we only play that part of the game show.
The right. whole thing is just
there
wheels
are
off.
So many other the, great moments from it, but it's been boiled down to just the 6'9" shortstop. Probably rightfully so, because
that needs to be a staple for Eat Break Buffet going forward. You it's could just have the just, entirety of that segment.
You could have just as easily pulled the 2000.
Oh, there's a ton of them from there, but the most replayed here is he's 6'9".
I just, the only reason that segment was not an e-break of the year candidate was because it was a 10-minute e-break.
Yeah. It was impossible to condense down.
But those
he
are
was 6'9".
Those are your first five of e-break or drop of the year. That was Mino in Wheelchair, the Fart Blaster commercial, Jerry and Spunt, Daddy also being a fan, and the 6'9" shortstop from Dylan Reed.
All right, I'm ready to vote.
No, we're doing part two in the corner.
Uh-oh. Damn it. Okay.
Every Breath You Take was about the Cold War. Matt with the Chattahoochee song. We have Mino earlier, but we played exclaiming that Monty's in a wheelchair. We had the Fart Blaster commercial that Junior brought to air from the Despicable 4 Me movie. We have Jerry on a podcast with Stephen A. Smith saying spunt. Daddy chiming in with, I'm also a fan when talking about porn stars.
No, not what I was talking. We
were
talking about.
That's how I remember it.
And that's how I know it. And Dylan, our producer today and producer then during the MLB All-Star game, giving out a game show, which Michael Young was a 6'9" shortstop. So what we'll do is we'll go to break. We'll each vote on these candidates. And in the mix, before we get to Donovan and McLaren, we will tell you the winner of the 2024 Drop of the Year.
Perfect. You with my ballot?
Well, I'm going to have Dylan count my votes for me.
So I'm supposed to just trust Dylan with my ballot?
Okay, I can have...
I'm math man.
Yeah, if Donovan was here, we could have him count it.
I would much prefer to have Donovan do it.
Yes, see how long it takes him.
Somebody up here. Maybe I go to Cactus. Maybe Cactus will calculate these.
Okay.
He might. I don't know.
I would take Cactus.
He runs our March Madness...
not killer.
No.
Our March Madness bracket, he runs that, so you never know.
But before we get to that, last five candidates. Part two. Our first candidate of this segment, this was an e-break winner when it happened. This happened during the annual Drop Your Pants. Bob was raising money for the Cornerstone Clothes Closet.
Nailed it.
He dug up some old ticket jerseys and he was going to sell them on eBay. Pants. And while discussing that, Davey graced us with a goofy laugh.
Seven or eight items. They're all on eBay right now. They all have started at a minimum bid of 99 cents. These are the first eight items I've ever sold on my eBay account that I never use.
Oh, so we can't go back and look at your purchases of, like, crystal dills and stuff?
Crystal?
Crystal dills?
Thank you.
And another one. And another one.
These are for display only.
And another one. I don't know what that means, but regardless.
It looks like the Slee Stacks, like the collection that they have. Yeah. Land of the Lost.
They talk to their home planet.
I think the only thing you're going to find that I bought on there were basketball cards. But anyway.
Uranus.
Come on. Boy, sometimes the stars align perfectly to where it doesn't get talked over or laughed over. It was perfectly clean in that chaos.
Because pulling back the curtain, Tyler and I, we'll have a lot of good stuff, but sometimes it'll be talked over, or the worst part in our case is we'll play a drop over something that could be another drop later on.
Yes.
I hate myself when I do that. But yeah, Davey's...
I had totally forgotten the context.
Barney laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, I had totally forgotten the context.
Because they're talking about Bob's crystal dills.
They're trying to raise money for homelessness.
Yeah. Go figure. That's the first one, this segment. Second one, this was also an e-break winner. This happened... this was also featured on e-break of the year, which lost... EA was filling in for DJ. He was trying to help out the hard line with weather that would be happening in Dallas when the eclipse happened last year. And he kind of jumped ahead by looking at the weather. And
it was very far ahead. Like
a month ahead.
It was like a month and a half ahead. Yeah. But yeah, he figured he'd give a weather update.
I mean, surely the sweet spot is going to be out there on the plaza. And there's going to be...
It's during their show.
Yes, Bob. They're from 1
No, no.
To 3.
What time specifically does it hit?
1. So it'll be during the mix.
You didn't need to lose your patience with me that fast.
I know they're new.
Who are they again? How dare you?
By the way, I have a weather report for April 8th.
Go ahead.
It's sunshine, so we'll be...
The EA guarantee.
EA, that's a month away.
Are you looking at the Farmer's Almanac? What are you looking at?
AccuWeather, so they're accurate.
What are the chances that in 1 year we get shunt and spunt set on our airwaves the same year?
Both candidates for Drop of the Year.
Yeah, shunt it's sunshine.
Shunt it's sunshine. Shunt
it's sunshine.
And the unreal. It's AccuWeather, so it's accurate. Didn't even make the list this time, and that's a great drop, too.
Look, when you're up at the plate, you take your cuts.
Yeah, sometimes you mash.
Yeah.
Sometimes
some home runs are better than others.
True outcome, EA.
Yeah.
Sometimes he strikes out.
Yeah.
Sometimes he hits that thing 500 feet, though.
He's a playoff performer.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, candidate three. Somebody here on the crew. This happens sometimes when the show is on remote. Not sure exactly what causes this, but sometimes there's interference when they are broadcasting and they can't hear us back at master control, causing whoever the producer is at the time, this case DJ, to panic.
They just like baseball since 1972. What a wonderful occurrence and a literal once-in-a-lifetime situation.
And as we talked about yesterday, we feel like we're at the beginning of the bell curve of relevance.
Yeah, you know, and maybe.
We've dropped again.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
That was a great point I just made.
No one will ever know.
We still have you.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say
the Lando and DJ show.
No, y'all are on. This is bad.
And now we lost them.
That was so greatness. It really was.
I don't know how it happens to where they lose us before we lose them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, clearly they're on, but we don't want them to start talking and roasting somebody or whatever.
Which they kind of did.
Which they kind of did, yeah.
Well, oh, I can't imagine what DJ and Lando are saying now.
What was funny is you were still hearing them, but they clearly weren't hearing you guys
right
on the other end. So they did drop, and it eventually got back to us when they dropped.
And the problem isn't even necessarily them dropping. It's the uncertainty because you have no idea how long it's going to take to get them back.
Like, that might have been 30 seconds. Earlier last year, or late last year, we had about 3 hours where they never came back on. But that was like a whole station thing.
Yeah.
Or whole cluster thing, I guess.
Yeah, when we were in San Francisco as well.
Yeah, they sent them to San Francisco to highlight them being out there. We couldn't broadcast 2/3 of the show. So, free trip. That was candidate 3. Candidate 4 of this round, Sean and the Cold War. This happened because Sean mixed up what a certain police song was about during Why Today Doesn't Suck.
In the year 1983, Every Breath You Take was released by the Police. It's the most played song in radio history.
Oh,
is
what
it
a
really?
Beating that song is.
Yeah, it's kind of a beating.
It's about the Cold War, right?
I mean, I like the Police, but that's not a beating.
It's about a creeper,
like
a stalker.
Yeah, it's hashtag
the
me
Cold
too.
War.
I'm also pretty sure I'm right about
no,
that.
No, you're not at all.
No, you're every wrong, bro.
Just look at the lyrics.
That's you're thinking of. Fuck. We Didn't Start the Fire.
How would Every Breath You Take be about the Cold War?
You're thinking of the Macarena.
Every Breath You Take. Oh, that's it. The Macarena. The dance craze that took over the mid-90s.
The thing that makes that drop so great was the follow-up that he had of,
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
And he cut it off there, Monty's line where he says, putting on the Ritz was about Nom.
And then we had Dropception with Deddy in there.
Yeah, kind of did.
It's about the Cold War, right?
That's good stuff right there.
But yeah, last one I'll bring to you right now, and then I'll run down all the candidates real quick. This was actually not heard on air, but this was a part of the station. This was from Summer Chill, the first time we've done that. Matt McLaren, co-host of The Invasion, might have been drinking that night when he sang, but he definitely forgot the lyrics to one of his favorite songs, which we turn into a drop.
Look at me.
Awesome.
It really is.
Didn't even notice. I thought he nailed
it. Oh, I noticed. But yeah, so your candidates, this is all 10 for drop of the year. Davey with his Barney laugh. EA Sunshine. DA or DJ thinking he wasn't on air, or the Hardline wasn't on air. Sean thinking Every Breath You Take was about the Cold War. Matt with the Chattahoochee song. We have Mino earlier, but we played exclaiming that Monty's in a wheelchair. We had the Fart Blaster commercial that Junior brought to air from the Despicable 4 Me movie. We have Jerry on a podcast with Stephen A. Smith saying spunt. Deddy chiming in with I'm also a fan when talking about porn stars.
No, not what I was talking. We were
that's
talking
how I
about.
Remember it.
And that's how I know it. And Dylan, our producer today and producer then during the MLB All-Star game, giving out a game show, which Michael Young was a 6'9" shortstop. So what we'll do is we'll go to break. We'll each vote on these candidates. And in the mix, before we get to Donovan and McLaren, we will tell you the winner of the 2024 drop of the year.
Perfect. Good. What a week it's been. What a dry dock it's been, folks.
It's over.
We made it.
Woo!
There it is. That was my winner for drop of the year. Work in progress, wrapping things up here on a Friday. DJ Ringenberg, Jacob Dedamore, Matthew Birmingham. We'll all be back in our normal spots next week. Before we speak to the invasion out live on location, we got to take care of a little business here. A
little house cleaning in the 840-bit and corner. We did part one and two of Drop of the Year. We each voted on them in blind ballots. And I have the totals right here in front of me.
All right.
Oh my God.
In third place, Jacob Dedamore, with also a fan.
Okay.
With 6 votes. Second place.
I'm also a fan.
EA Shunt Sunshine with 7 votes.
Or points in this
Shunt
case.
Shunt is sunshine.
Or points.
Runs.
Runs. Differential. Love. And your winner of the 2024 Drop of the Year.
Oh no. That's it.
Is this.
It's about the Cold War, right?
There you go.
Well done, Sean.
Sean Bass. With the Drop of the Year, confusing Every Breath You Take with
something.
Okay, my number one didn't even make it on the...
You're the only person that voted for it.
For the Dave laugh.
Yeah.
I love the Dave laugh.
Going down the point total, Dave received 3, EA 7, DJ 3, Sean 8, Matt Chattahoochee 1, Mino no drop or no votes points, Fart Blaster no points, Jerry Spunt 5th with 5 points, Deddy also a fan 6, and then Dylan 6'9" 3.
Wow, what a year it was! Congratulations,
congratulations
everybody
to Sean Chone Bass.
What does he win?
A hearty handshake from yours truly.
Exchanging hands.
Yeah, we'll exchange hands.
The ultimate gift.